All right, somebody has really become aware, I think, of how evil they really are. Somebody has already realized how evil they are, and for them to attack a righteous one who appropriated the righteousness of Christ by faith when he was 24 years old, and they were just a tool. They were just a pawn in a big Ponzi scheme, and they failed royally. They were deceived, and people, and it could be family, people sent other people in their life to split something up, to cause doubt, cause this, and they went on, they were in on a Ponzi scheme. And I think they're really convicted of their sin and the righteousness and judgment of God. Sin, righteousness, and judgment. And I think that it had to happen, because I'm sure that this stuff didn't just happen overnight. And it took somebody who has a holographic ability to see the patterns that we're dealing with a cult that does stuff like this, and they get a kick out of it, but they didn't realize the consequences, you know. They didn't realize the consequences. And so I just feel it in my spirit that a person is under conviction. Finally, after all their life, they thought they were better than everybody else. They thought they were above everybody else. They thought they were more righteous than other people. But they're finally having to look in the mirror and admit they're a sinner, and their sin stinks to the high heaven, and they deserve hell. When you see your sin is so bad, and it takes a lot for some people, because especially people raised in a cult, you know, most of the Pentecostal people, the Pentecostal cults, they will never admit they're a sinner. In your flesh dwelleth no good thing. You can show them Bible verses, but they'll twist the Bible verses. Who is that? That's the devil. If the devil twists Bible verses to justify themselves, who is it? It's a devil. It's a devil. It's a devil. I don't know what to tell people who try to tempt God, and God is telling them, don't stop. I mean, they've seared their conscience so much that they've done so much evil that they got away with it before, but eventually the bottom has to drop out, you know. And usually when God sends a high level saint who all they study is the truth their whole life, if they have been in lies their whole life, and this saint's been looking for the truth his whole life, and they living in lies their whole life, what's gonna happen? The truth trumps the lies. Truth trumps lies. When you cut the light on, the lies are revealed. They have to flee. You know? What's that verse where he said, what was that guy's name? He had 11, it was 12 of them. They threw him into slavery. And he said, what y'all meant for evil, God meant for good. And so, if it had to take this to get you saved, then praise God you got saved before you hit hell. Before you hit hell, at least you got saved, you know. What the devil meant for evil, God meant for good. So they're trying, you know, people trying to use scapegoats to hide, and it don't work. It don't work. It does not work. There's nothing new. I actually went through so many Bible stories within 4 months that you wouldn't even believe it. I mean, I went through the Genesis. I mean, I was actually living it out in 3D. The serpent trying to deceive me. Jezebel trying to take me out. Ahab and Jezebel trying to take my property. What else? The harlot riding the beast with the wine cup in her hand. The lion's den. Daniel in the lion's den. What else did they draw? The serpent. Every time you talk truth, the serpent twists the truth into a lie. Darvo. Narcissism. Delilah. Jezebel. What else? Toxic. I mean, I just went through a big warfare, and I'm just praising God that I'm still got my life, you know. I think they tried to poison me, and I'm still breathing. I think I'm still healthy. I seem to be. Like, I think that shocked them. I think that blows their mind. I feel like I shouldn't be here, but I'm here. I don't even feel like I belong here anymore. I think I'm a living dead man. I really believe they tried to take me out. And whatever it was, God blocked it multiple times. And, you know, when Paul took his hand to get some firewood, that scorpion jumped on his hand. And the Aborigines on the island, or whatever they were, the tribe on the island, they were saying, oh, he's a murderer. He should die. He's going to die. And he didn't die. And so these people have blood on their hands, but I didn't die. It was in their heart, even if they didn't try something like they wanted to, it was in their heart, you know. Blood on their hands. But I've seen the reason I was able to be super vigilant and aware and escape and all that's because I've seen this. Is when I heard that I didn't even know about it. When I was 4, I had a cousin try to choke me to death. They said I turned blue and I escaped that. Then I had my first wife. She tried to take me out, tried to stress me out and slam doors and tried to take away my peace and tried everything else because she was an agent. Second wife, she went crazy, running the street, cheating and all that stuff. And so I pretty much stayed single because I saw insanity. I saw a bloodline of insanity, and I said, let me just get by myself. And I thought, well, I finally married one that's going to be loyal. Oh, no. I married into a Pentecostal cult, and I had to get away from that. I thought it was going to be good. Ended up being worse than my redneck family. At least they had my back, you know. Pentecostals, it was all about outward show. Then I married another one that was a shapeshifter. I mean, even after the court was old, the divorce in the court, I was my own lawyer. She said something. I didn't even recognize her. She was like a different person. It was like she was an actress. I was married to somebody that was fake, you know. What I've learned through this journey in life, if people can't have a conversation, if you have more conversations with your Uber riders or your coworkers at work, you have longer conversations than you do with a spouse or a significant other, and they can't even have a conversation, then they have ulterior motives because they know as they open their mouth, they're revealing. Especially with the contradictions and all. The narcissist now and the narcissistic game has been revealed. And this Darvo, this needs to get out there too because now they're applying Darvo. That's their new trick is Darvo. They don't want you to know about Darvo. You can look it up. Hey, Ronald. Number one, add bacon. Anyway. I forgive them, just like Jesus on the cross. Lord, they don't know what they're doing. This is all greed. Greed and the image and the world, the flesh, the prior life. And protect. They want to protect themselves. They can't help it. You know, just like somebody with an addiction, they can't help it. They can't stop. So these people in these cults, they can't stop. They just can't stop. But I know how the universe works, and the guilt in the heart, the shame, the guilt, it's going to eat them alive. They're going to be eaten alive inside. And if they don't jump off a bridge, they're going to go to the treatment center. Maybe they can go to the treatment center. Maybe they can go to the treatment center. They might not go to the treatment center for the guilt of what they did. But if they go to the treatment center, maybe they won't go to the psych ward. If they go to the treatment center, some of the teachings that they... Because I was a maintenance man at the Wilmington Treatment Center. And I saw a lot of them came in there and they went right back out and did the thing. Then they came back 2 weeks later or a month later and they were right back in there. But the stuff that they taught them, if they would listen... But the reason they don't want to go is because they think they're smarter than everybody else. Especially if it's a psychopath. They think they're smarter than everybody else, so they don't want to go to get help because they know they can't get help. They're almost to the point of no return. You know, there's a... God sends them strong delusions, right? And they've been sent these strong delusions by God Almighty. So they don't do it to anybody else. I have a sister in Christ, she told me, these people get so bad when they, those of us who are really born again, when they cross our path, that's like God's last judgment on them. Because when they cross our path and we speak the truth, I got this car in front of me, it says Jesus on the windshield. We speak the truth, the narcissist thinks they can get over and they get obsessed and they can't stop. And we speak the truth, and it's like God Himself is speaking through us to warn them, this is it. You keep on. You keep on, and it's going to be curtains out. The curtains will be pulled shut. It's a curtain call. This is your last act, unless you repent and get right. Yeah, you might have been deceived, but you chose to be deceived, and you did some deception. You made some choices. Even if you were blackmailed, you had the choice. Even if you were coerced, you still had the choice. It's usually about money. The love of money is the root. It's always about money because the Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. And so what would include money? Image, outward show, stuff, cars, houses, comfort. It's really sad. But anytime there's a cult involved, there's always going to be... some behind the scenes stuff going. If you actually start to, here's the red flag. If you hear somebody speaking false doctrine, especially if it sounds satanic, if something they're saying sounds satanic, you know it's a Luciferian cult or some kind of church that's a cultic type church. It's really, I'm in the drive-thru, so I've got stuff going on around me. I'm kind of scattered on this. It might be 1,000 of them. It might be covens in different cities, and I think they finally gonna give up the ghost because they know they're gonna see the consequences. When you attack an eternal, who's covered. See, the Shekinah glory, when I saw the Shekinah glory, I knew the reality had changed for me. And so they don't believe that, you know, they don't believe it. And the glory of God, the Shekinah glory is the glory of God, right? And so they come in with an evil heart to a pure heart. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I've done the inner work. I've done the transformation as best I can. God's still changing me. If I was already perfect, I'd be raptured out of here, but I'm not, and you're not if you're saved. And so we have the pure heart because we believe on Jesus, you know? It's not our works, it's His works, Christ in us. And so as you look at other people and you say, hey, I could have walked in their path, but by the grace of God, I didn't. You know, that's why you can forgive even somebody who's trying to take you out. You could have walked in their path. You could have went their path. You could have went their way. You can actually forgive them because you chose a different path. You could have chose that path, but by the grace of God, you didn't. And if you unfold their evil heart, you can remember where you, when you were a kid or a teenager or something, you remember that choice you had. You had that cousin there or that friend that said, let's go do this. And you said, no. Let's do this. And you said, no. But they tested you and tempted you to do something evil. And you said, no. So what if you would have said yes? You might have ended up just like them other people. You might have ended up like Ted Bundy. It could have started with that, just that one thing when you were a kid. Somebody's tried to get some kid in the neighborhood or some cousin said, let's do this. And you said, nope, I'm not doing that. And you walked away. And, praise God. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I noticed today I was like hyper vigilant in the synapses. I could feel the synapses clicking, and it's like God was revealing to me everything that was going on, what was happening, all the players and all the stuff. It was like, okay, I was putting all the puzzle pieces together. Okay, this is why this was said. Boom, boom, boom. So there's some other person that was there the whole time, and they were working together, and this was hidden, and this was a game being played, it's a manipulation. And the reason they picked this one is because she was good at it, and she learned this over the years, and she's like a master deceiver, and knows how to do that. But when she faced off with a real one, she's never faced off with that. Because, and I'm not taking credit, because it's God that's giving you the discernment. So as soon as somebody says something, like if you're in a group of people, right, and you just see them talking, and somebody says something about, oh, I got a gun in my pocket, you say, oh, you know you got to leave. You know you're into something trouble.
Ronald.
If you're in a group of people and somebody says something about, grab my gun, you know you got to get out of there. And so when they say something that sounds psychopathic, you know you got to get out of there. And
you
can't.
Do you have a chicken rice sandwich with bacon?
Yeah. Thank you. And then other stuff was being said, and you know, once you get to a certain age, you know, you don't rush into stuff. You take your time and do things methodical. But if somebody, like a car salesman, if a car salesman's trying to rush you, there's a reason he's trying to rush you. He don't want you to use your discernment. They're trying to trick you into something that you probably don't want to be into, you know. And here's one of the biggest ways that you can avoid yourself. They're going to try to get you to drink a beer or drink some wine or something like that, so that you get out of your mind. They want you to be drunk so they can gaslight you. This is how Jezebel works. I've seen it. Even the women who are married, they do this to their husband that are Jezebels. They want the man drunk because they don't want the man to have discernment that she's cheating on him. You know, and their mindset is this. Here's their mindset, because I worked with them and I've listened to them talk. They think, well, No one person can meet all your needs, so it's okay for me to cheat, and it's okay for me to do this, and okay, I'm not getting my needs met, and I deserve to have my needs met. Who told you that lie? Who told you that you had that all your needs needed to be met? Who told you that? Who told you that all your needs had to be met? What lie is that? That's the lie that they believe. That's why they do so much evil. They justify their evil. They justify their evil. It's really sad. Cain is so evil that he refused to do a blood sacrifice of an animal because God wanted to do that to point back to Jesus and his blood. That he justified killing a human, his own brother, his own brethren, somebody that he loved. But God said, bring a blood sacrifice, and Cain wouldn't do it. So instead of buying a sheep from Abel, and Abel probably would have gave it to him. Think about it, it's a free gift. The cross is a free gift. So he killed a human instead. And the blood of Abel cried out from the ground. But God already knew Cain's heart. He said, if you do right, you'll be happy. God already knew the script and the story and where he was headed. Just like you with the Holy Spirit, you take the Word of God and you write and divide it, you know where they are. They're either on the path to glory or the path to hell. And the older they get, the more prideful they get, and the more scheming they think they can do, and they calculate it in their mind, go through all the possibilities, and they know how to use Darbo. And they do the mirror magic and all that. They try to vampire off of your energy. When you finally wake up to what they are, you cut the ties. See, Ahab couldn't cut the ties with Jezebel. And when they threw Jezebel out the window, then they killed Ahab. I don't know both of them went down with the ship. That's all I know. And so they have to have somebody to go down the ship with them. But when you walk away and you say, I don't know what kind of schemes you're playing, but I ain't going to be a part of it. But I can tell by your words and by your actions and by you sound like a criminal and you sound like a psychopath, and I'm exiting stage left. I'm exiting this storyline, stage left, and I'm not coming back. Because I already see the future. Because it's already happened 1,000 times. I see the future because it's already happened. And they will try to throw you under the bus when you ain't done nothing. And you actually rebuked them and tried to help them. So the best thing to do is walk away and go far away. Far, far away. I have a feeling that a lot of this human trafficking that's going on, a lot of these cults are a part of it. And maybe you don't need to fear being on the street, per se, people grabbing you off the street, but maybe you need to fear being around these cult members. You don't know what they're planning. That lady didn't listen to me. Chick-fil-A gave me, I said a half and half tea, sweet and sweet. I don't know who came up with that theory. Why would you put lemonade in tea and call that a half and half? People do it, I know, but it don't make sense to me. If I wanted lemonade, I'd get lemonade. I don't want lemonade. Not today. But hopefully some people will get saved. You know, hopefully the people that they did it to before, that they either recovered or got saved. And if some of those people are dead, you know. Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on. You know, when somebody says, I love you. Well, how come your behavior doesn't show love? It just shows contempt. I love you, but your behavior don't line up with your words. What's your game? What's your game? I'm not dumb. I'm actually highly educated. I got an IQ of 135, top 2%. What's your game? You don't even have to tell me. I already figured it out. I already know the game by the words that were being said. Hey, I went to the drive-thru and I wanted a half and half sweet unsweet, and they gave me lemonade or something. Extra ice.
Okay, they give you our half and half tea and lemonade.
I don't want that. I would eat extra ice, sweet unsweet. So I know what the game is, but I can't talk about it. I can hint, and this is for entertainment purposes only, okay? I know what the game is, but I can't talk about it. So this is for entertainment purposes only.